And now consider this, lastly. This is again from Kevin Phillips, American Dynasty, Aristocracy, Fortune, and the Politics of Deceit in the House of Bush. Quote, the U.S. Justice Department had begun probing German-connected companies and investors in 1941, but Pearl Harbor and the U.S. declaration of war against both Germany and Japan put government investigations into overdrive. Secretary of War Stimson, a man with strong establishment ties, Andover, Yale, skull and bones, and service in both Republican and Democratic cabinets, asked President Roosevelt in March 1942 to stop the investigations because they would interfere with companies engaged in the war effort. However, that didn't stop the inquiries being made by the Alien Property Custodian under the Trading with the Enemy Act of December 1941. None of this would have been happy news for Prescott Bush at 59 Wall Street. In 1938, the firm had been collaterally involved in a German transaction shipping tetraethyl lead needed by the Luftwaffe, by the Ethyl Corporation, of which Farish, William Farish, the publicly pilloried, we learned, for his connections to I.G. Farben, chairman of Standard Oil of New Jersey, the Ethyl Corporation, of which Farish was a director and which was half-owned by Standard Oil of New Jersey. In 1941, the New York Herald Tribune had featured a front-page story headlined, quote, Hitler's Angel has $3 million in U.S. bank, unquote, reporting that steel baron Fritz Thyssen had channeled the money into the Union Banking Corporation, possibly to be held for Nazi bigwigs. UBC was the bank, nominally owned by a Dutch intermediary that Brown Brothers Harriman ran for the German Thyssen Steel family. Prescott Bush was a director, unquote, from Mr. Phillips. All of which suggests a shift, a power struggle, a culmination of a long transition. New terms for a new game in which money is the only measure of place. Total domination, the goal, achieved through total consumption of the globe.